What's his first name, sorry?
Who?
Alexander Rabbi.
Alexander Rabbi Tati Day Torah in Manchester, Hanukkah, Toshin Pei Base. We're on there.
Good morning and a good Hanukkah. Most of us are lighting the menorah by our window to be fastened the next Hanukkah. The minig is even to put it on the cars. The ikkar is to be fastened the next Hanukkah of the menorah. We want to talk about who are we doing the Piras HaMenes for? Are we doing it for the Goyim? Are we doing it for Yidim? Are we doing it for both? We light the menorah by the window to be fastened the next Hanukkah. Is it for another Yid to see the Piras HaMenes? Or maybe we're doing it for the Goyim. A Goy should see the Nes Chanukah and you should think why we're doing it. Because we negay halacha lemaisa. If somebody's in a place where there's only Goyim, somebody goes to China for a hotel, is he going to light it by the window? If there's no Yidin, no Yidin going to go past. Is there anything to do Piras HaMenes? We'll start with the Gemara. In Shabbos Chofalo from the base, the Chanukah Sugya, Ad Shetich L'Regel Min Ashuk. The Gemara says we light for half an hour of Ad Shetich L'Regel Min Ashuk. But Ad Kamo, and how much? Omer Rabba Baba Chono, Omer Bichlan, Ad Akalia, Rigla the Talmudoi. Until the Talmudoi are not more on the streets. Ad Akalia, Rigla the Talmudoi. So Talmudoi, who are the Talmudoi? As we need to get clear, who are the Talmudoi? So Rashi says straight away, Shem Umma. It's a Goyish nation, it's a Goyim. And Rashi says, Malakti ate Sim Dakin, they would have the wood, supply the wood like the petrol station, people need wood to. Umisakrim Bashuk, Achahulkim Bene Ashuk, the Vatem, Mishachashechim of Im Bavatem, or they stay there until everyone goes home, and then they go home. Ukshatrichim ate Sim Yotzim Makoni Mehem, when you need wood, you go to these Talmudoi. So Pasha says, look like you're lighting it for the Goyim, the Talmudoi, which is the big Chiddush. So Sefer Beis Pinchas, he wants to say, how can you light Nechanika for another year? Soon as it's Zman to light, soon as it comes to light, everyone goes home. There's no such thing as he lights there, he lights at a different time. Soon as it's Zman to light, Zuiz Makdim Lamitzus, everybody goes home and lights. So who's on the streets? There shouldn't be any Yid on the streets. It should be one Maariv, everyone davens and goes home. And therefore he said, our kochus must be for the Goyim. And he wants to touch this up in the Gemara. The Gemara says, Ad shetich l'regel min ashuk, v'ad kamo. The Gemara needs to ask, what do you mean, ad kamo? There's no Yidin on the street. How is it shaykh that you could do to tich l'regel min ashuk? And the Gemara's mechadish, ad dekale rigle de tamadoi. The Gemara's mechadish that we're lighting mitzvahs nechanika for the Goyim. We're not lighting it for the Yidin. This is the Chiddush of the Sefer Beis Pinchas. And he brings V'shavchu kama gedolim, the poshav shat b'gemara, V'shavchu kama gedolim, to say, like, touch of this in the Gemara, and the mitzvah and the Chanukah is for the Goyim. If Shlomo Zalman Pinchas, he's a Zayd of Moshe Steinbuch, he's got Chakir, is Piras HaMenes for Goyim, or is a Piras HaMenes for Yidin? And he wants to say it's Tolan HaMachlokes Rishonim. Like we said in Rashi, Talmudoi, Shem Umma, it looks like from Rashi it's for Goyim. However, Lefi the Rif says Talmudoi, so the Rif says Shem Odom, Shem Avim Eitzim. It's the name of a person who carries wood. Like we have the water carrier, or we have the milkman. Talmudoi is the name of a person who carries wood. So he wants to say, Lefi the Rif, we're not talking about Goyim, it's a Yid. A Yid is this, his job is to carry the wood. He's a Shem Odom, that's him, that's who what he's doing. So Lefi the Rif, we're lighting it for the Yidden. We're not lighting it for the Goyim. So Shlomo Zalman Pinchas wants to say, Machlokes Rishonim, Lefi Rashi, Talmudoi is for the Goyim. And Lefi the Rif, it's for the Yidden. In Moedim Ozmanim, from Moshe Steinbuch, he brings this Beis Pinchas and he brings it all at the bottom in that gar, and he says he's chole completely. How can you do Piras HaMenes for Goyim? His lashon is befrat shagoyim yeshem leiv otum. They're blocked. V'lo yedu v'lo yavino. They'll never understand. Afilu royim lo yisboyinu. They're never gonna chap. It's to do with Nes Chanukah. You can even look. When as soon as it comes to Chanukah, the first thing the council do is fire hazards. There are no shaykes to mitzvahs Nes Chanukah. Nes nothing. It's just scared about the fire. They're not. The goyim are so otum. They're so far away from understanding that there's a Nes here. He said afilu royim lo yisboyinu. They won't understand. Shakodish Bochab al Anes, and it's not Shaykh that we're doing mitzvah Nechanaka for Goyim. And he brings, and he says, I from Rashi, we saw in Rashi, Tamadoi, the Shem Ummah, is Goyim. So he says there's no Raya from Rashi, because the Goyim had the shop, but the Yidden would buy from the Goyim. So as long as the Goyim were on the street, then the shops were open. As long as the shop was open, people are on the street. We see when there's no shops open, there's no hanging around on the streets. You know, as long as the shop is open, then you go to the, then you then you're on the streets, and it says it's clearly a Rashi like that, because Rashi says, "Ukhishatzvichim leitzim," when you need wood, yoitzim bekoyni mehem, you go out and you buy from them. So rather the person Manesh is only for the Yidden, the Talmudoi were goyim who had a shop. As long as the shop was open, there was Yidden on the streets. And about the kasha that everyone likes, this man, you know, so he asked the base minister said, "How could you light Nechanukah for?" For Yidden, as soon as it comes mitzvahs Nes Chanukah, everyone likes Bisman. He said, no, look around, you'll see people are on the streets, people are busy. It's not so how he put it down, people are all over. And also there's a Birchas HaRoya, somebody can make a bracha on Nes Chanukah later on. And also it's brought down in Halacha, if somebody needs to light Avor for his Bnei Beis, so they don't need to be around. He can make the bracha for them and they don't need to be there even. So we see that not everyone has to be B'Sha'as mitzvahs Nes Chanukah straight away. So just make a quick sikkum. We spoke about his mitzvahs Nes Chanukah for Goyim or for Yidden. The base Pinchas wants to say it's for the Goyim. The Yidden, everyone's at home, there's no one on the street as soon as you light Chanukah. Rishon Zalman Pinchas wants to say, it's Machlokes Rishonim, if you're Rashi, it's Talmudoi, it's a Shem Ummah, it's Goyim, and if you're the Rif, it's a Bnei Adam, it's a Yid who we're lighting Nes Chanukah for, person that's for Yidden. And the Moedim Zalman, Moshe Shtemach wants to say, about it's for Yidden, there's no shy, no time to say it's for Goyim. Goyim are so far away from listening, they're never going to understand. I want to say a bit of Jewish, connected to this Gemara. There's another place in Shas where we have the Talmudoi. Talmudoi is that we saw is a Goshen nation. It's quite a rare to find it in Shas. There's another place in Shas where we have it, which is 10 Dafim later in Lamed Aleph in Shabbos. Story about Hillel, somebody wants to make Hillel angry. I'll go through the Gemara. Ma'isav Shnei B'nei Adam She'imiru Zeh Zeh. They made a shvur to each other. Whoever will make Hillel angry will get 400 Zuz. Call me She'yelech V'yakin. It says Hillel Yitol Dalad Me Zuz. Oma Echel Mehem Ani Ani Kitano. I will go and I will check for Hillel. Oy Sayyim Erev Shabbos. So he went Erev Shabbos when it's a busy time. V'Hillel Chofef Esroishoy. Holach v'oval Pesach reis om a mikan Hillel who's been mavaze Hillel, who? Where's Hillel? Nisati if yotzil across the Hillel was an onov, and Nisati if he got dressed and he went to him. Omale bani mata mavakish, what do you want? Omale he said to him, she'ele yeshel yeshel, I got a question. Omale sha'al bani sha'al, ask. Bani mar oshen shel bavliim segal gulos, why do they have round heads, the bavliim? Omale, so Hillel said he was calm, he didn't get angry. Bani, she'ele gedoyle sha'alt, bani she'ein lem chayis pik, because they don't have clever midwives. So when they're born, they're not born with a good shaped head. Holach, vimtim sha'achas, he was disappointed, he didn't get Hillel angry. He waited an hour. Chozav, omale mikan Hillel, he came his second time round. Isaate, if a yotzel ikrosa, omale bani matam avakish, omale she'ele yishalishal, omale sha'al bani sha'al, ask your question. But if shall Talmudian, the eyes of the Talmudian, it's the second and other time in Shas, why are the eyes of the Talmudian terutois? Rashi says got very weak eyesight. The Talmudian have very weak eyesight. Amaloi, Sahila said, Bani Sha'ila Gdula Sha'alta, it's a bomba shaila. Mnesha Dorm bin Achoilis, they live where the sand is and the sand goes in the eyes, so it ruins the eyesight. Holach v'imtin shoachas chozo mikan hillel nisati if a yotzel likros amali bni matam avakish. What are you asking? He's asking his third child amali she'ele liyeshelishel amali sha'al bni sha'al. You can ask it amali. He asked, why the feet of the Africans flapped, rechovois. Omale, his good child, he said, Shadorim being bitsi amayim, they live by the marshland and it makes the feet flat. He said, I've got many, many questions to ask. I'm scared you're going to get angry. And Hillel said, you can get angry. And he all of a sudden got angry. And he said, why? Hillel asked you, why did you get angry? He said, because of you, I lost 400 zuz. And Hillel said, it was worth it. I should lose 400 zuz and Hillel shouldn't get angry. So we see in this Gemara that one of the questions he asked was, why did the Talmudim have bad eyesight? This is brought in a few Svarim, the connection, because the Talmudim, their eyesight, well, they, it wasn't just that they had bad eyesight. They had a shtickel apikorsis, they didn't see clearly. They were a bit of apikorsim, they didn't have a munah brura to see the Ribbono Shel Olam. That's why their eyesight wasn't so good. And therefore, by mitzvahs and Chanukah, we need to light the menorah. It should be so clear, the pirsim manes, that even the Talmudim, the Talmudoi, who don't have such good eyesight, they should see the Nes Chanukah and they should see the pirsim manes. We have a connection between the two times we have in Shas. The Maisa, the Mishnah does paskin that we light it for, even if you're in a place where there's only goyim, somebody goes away for business and he's in a hotel, there's only goyim, the Maisa, you do light it by the window, because mitzvahs and Chanukah is for everyone, also for the goyim. On the same sugi in Shabbos, Chof Aleph Amud Beis, the Gemara says, two reasons in Bishamai, a reason in Bishamai and Bishillel for the Machlokes. Bishamai say you start on the first day with eight candles, and Bishillel say you do one and we go upwards, we pass in like Bishillel. The Gemara says, one reason for Bishamai is Poryachag on Sukkot, the Kabbonas went from 13 all the way down to 7. And Bishillel say, Ma'ilim Bakodesh, we go up. The Gemara brings a story, Ma'isa Vishnei Zakenim. Two old people, Shnei Zakenim. Echad also could be Shammai. One person did like Bishamai. But Echad also could be Bishillel. He did like Bishillel. Zenus in Tam Nidvorov, he gave a reason. Zenus in Tam Nidvorov. Each gave a reason. Zenus in Tam Nidvorov, Kneged Poryachag. He felt Bishamai Shitta is, he likes it better, Poryachag. Zenus in Tam Nidvorov, the Mailim Makodesh, the Emeridin. So, very interesting, the mobbing the story. Two people, one did like Bishamai, one did like Bishillel. Better was a Pella, how could somebody just do like Bishamai? We don't pass him like Bishamai. And to make this clash stronger, the Rif brings down this story. One did like Bishamai, one did like Bishillel. Poryachag, Ma'alim Bekodesh, the God asks, what's going on? The Rif doesn't bring down stories. And also, what are we trying to say from this story? So the God doesn't answer the clash. However, the Bialocha wants to say a massive Chiddush. He wants to say Be'aloch in Echus Chanukah, he wants to say massive Chiddush. When you've got Machlokes Bishamai and Bishillel, when it's not in the Ikka Mitzvah, let's say over here, Machlokes Bishamai and Bishillel in Mahadrin. It's not in the Ikka Mitzvah in Echanukah, because one candle is enough. It's in the Mahadrin. When you have Machlokes Bishamai and Bishillel in a Hidu Mitzvah, a Yochid can pass like Bishamai. If you feel Bishamai is better for you, it's more practical, a Yochid can pass like Bishamai.
It's a connection for the Chag.
I wasn't going to say this, but it is a very interesting connection. You're asking what's the connection to Sukkot and Chanukah. One very small thing, in Parshas Emor, the first Yom Tov is Sukkot, and what is that next to the Menorah? I don't know. I think the Baal HaTorah says a smicha. If he doesn't go into this, but could be a connection. But now that you ask, so I see. Yeah. The Halacha says, a massive chiddush that something, if the yochid wants to pass like Bishamai in a hidden mitzvah, the yochid can pass like Bishamai, and that's why the Rif brings down this story. Halacha l'maisa, the echad also can Bishamai. He felt like Bishamai. The reason Bishamai is better, he preferred Poryachag, and therefore he did like Bishamai. And the Rif brings it down. Halacha l'maisa, Maisa the Bialocha says a massive chiddush. He's never seen this before. He says in the tarif dovazela l'halacha v'loy l'sniff b'shum oifin. You should never be mitzav of this thing. It's chiddush, not even a sniff. I thought it's a chiddush, it's not lemaisa, but for Torah it's a good chiddush to say. It's but lemaisa, halach lemaisa, we can't use such a chiddush to pass on like Bishamai, just a hidden mitzvah. Reb Chaim Kaufman wants to bring a very nice raya to the Bialocha, where else we find this chiddush. We know it's machlokes, Bishamai and Bishillel. If you find a nice behemoth on a Sunday or a Monday in the market, what do you do with it? Bishamai say, you have to keep it for Shabbos. And Bishillel say, Baruch Hashem Yom Yom, have it today, Hashem will have bitochen, Hashem will give it to you on Friday. So Rashi in Parshas Vayisroi, On the pasuk of Zochas Yom HaShabbos LeKatzoi, Rashi brings Shittas B'Shamay. Rashi says, Shim Nizdam L'Chochifetz Yofa, Tim Azmini L'Shabbos. If you find a nice chifetz, you should keep it for Shabbos. So Ramban asks, this is also put in the Torah, the Dakimoisha and the Ozerua. They all bring down Shittas B'Shamay. So Ramban asks, what's going on? We don't pass like B'Shamay, we pass like B'Shillel. Why is Rashi bringing Shittas B'Shamay? So Bach says a few words. Lo pligi ella b'derech hanhaga. They're only arguing b'derech hanhaga. What should you do? So Chaim Kaufman wants to say, very nice, because they're only arguing b'derech hanhaga. It's not a chiyuv. So a b'derech hanhaga, a yochid can pass like b'shamay, and therefore Rashi can bring shittus b'shamay. It's not so shver. Like the Bialach was saying by Chanukah, yochid can pass like b'shamay. Rav Shmuela was a Rav in Schweiz, so he wanted to say another pshat, coming back to the Kasha, why did the Rif bring down this story of Shnei Zakenim? Echad Osa Kibishamai, what does the Rif want? So in the Gemara, when the Rif brings the story down, the Gemara says the story, the Gemara brings the reason, Zer Nusim Tam Nadov Nemaile Makodesh, Zer Nusim Tam Nadov Porachag. So Rav Shmuela from Schweiz wants to say, the Rif is telling you that when you light the mitzvahs nechanuk, you need to know the reason. You need to know the reason why we're lighting. But also, whenever we do mitzvahs, we should know the reason. When you know the reason, then the tam means the reason. Tam also means taste. Because when you have a reason for something, it's much more geschmack. You know why you're doing it. If you tell someone to do something, you don't give them a reason, it's not easy to do it. When you know the reason, tam and reason and taste are the same thing. So Shmuel of Shmuel wants to say the Rif is bringing down this story to tell you should know the reason why we are doing this. To say another small Indian on Hanukkah, a very interesting Galgal Achoiza. Somebody only has no Shabbos, somebody only has one candle. Halacha is, if it's Friday night, use it for no Shabbos. We dark at home, Shalom Bayit comes first, and therefore he has to use it for Shabbos. If he doesn't, and there's another halacha brought down by Bnei Chanukah, you're mechuyev to sell your ksus, mechuyev to go and sell your clothes for Bnei Chanukah. And it's a pella, because if we don't find a mechuyev that you have to sell your clothes or go out, be moisa nefesh for a mitzvah, for a lavin, we know you have to sell everything you have, you have to give whatever you have for not to even allow. The Chavetz Chaim's classic example is, you're in an office where they speak Lashon Hara, gotta leave the job. Why can't you put your fingers in your ears? You need to type with them. So you can't. But you have to leave the job. So, you're mechuyev to give up all your money, but not for a mitzvah. So the Magid Mishnah says the Rambam learned it from Dalet Koisis, because Dalet Koisis, the Gemara says the person of Anes Yimchoyev to be Moichik Susik to buy Dalet Koisis. So the Magid Mishnah says the same thing would be over here. Somebody's Yimchoyev to sell his Sus for Nechanika. So Achronim talk about what's the din if somebody only has Friday comes to Erev Shabbos and he has no candles. Has no candles for Shabbos. Is he mechuyev to sell his ksus for nechanika when it's going to be used for neshabbos? Because when you only have one candle, you use it for neshabbos. So is he mechuyev to sell his ksus when it comes to nechanika? Erev Shabbos. If you only got one candle, so neshabbos comes first. You're not mechuyev to sell his ksus for neshabbos. So is he mechuyev Erev Shabbos when he's got no candles to sell his ksus when it's going to be used for Shabbos? I'm not going to go into the terrace because the Chassan Sofer's got a whole arichas on it, all this in Stadim. Just a Galgal Achuz that he wants to mention it for Chanukah. I'll just say one other small Galgal Achuz which I found in Rabbi Chonon brings. It's not for Chanukah, but it's the same idea. If somebody only has matzah of Chodosh, so we say, I say dei chelois say, push away the lois say, and eat the matzah. But he could buy for a lot of money a normal matzah. Is he mechuyev to spend that money to buy normal matzah when he can buy for a normal mitzvah? You're not mechuyev to spend all your money. But if he doesn't buy that matzah, he's going to end up doing a seder geloisus and be over on the lav of chodosh. So is he mechuyev for a lav to be not to be over on the lav to spend all his money, which is going to come out for a lav or for a mitzvah for matzah? You're not mechuyev to spend all your money. So Bechonah's also got a whole inyan on that and galgal achoyza. It goes round and round. What do we say? Just want to finish off with a few small remozim for Hanukkah from the Torah. We see a few small things. One is the 25th word in the Torah is, anyone knows? It's O. It's a nice remez for Hanukkah. Another remez is the 25th Masa of Klal Yisrael in the Midbar was Chashmoina. A remez for Chashmonoim. And one nice thing is, in this week's parasha, the only parasha, the end of the parasha, it says how many words there are in the parasha. Normally says the psukim. This week is 2025. Only parasha in the whole, all the sedras, only parasha. Because Ner is gematria 250, 8 Neiris is 2,000, plus 25 for Hanukkah, so 2,025. Shkur, it's Hanukkah.
What? No,